Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Mary Wheeler, and this is one in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses in Ontario. I'm delighted to introduce Lindsay Drax, who is currently working at the Niagara Health System. I'm going to let Lindsay tell you a bit about her career story. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, Mary. I graduated in 2004 from Fanshawe College, the practical nursing program, and I was hired with the Niagara Health System. I started my work initially on the surgical floor. I worked there for about 3 years when I decided I wanted to try something new to challenge myself in a different way. And I applied to the emergency department, where I've been working for just under 4 years right now.
What are you doing in the emergency department?
Right now, I'm working in an interprofessional collaborative team model, and it's consisting of an RN, an RNEC, and a physician. I collaboratively and autonomously look after CTAS levels 2, 3, 4, and 5 that come into the emergency department.
You're quite involved even outside your workplace, but doing professional development. Can you just tell me a bit about what you've been doing over the past year?
A significant accomplishment was fellowship through RPNAO that I applied to over the last year. I had to develop an abstract to RPNAO, which I developed around infection control practices within the emergency department. From there, I was given approval by the Niagara Health System to study infection control practices. I developed a mentorship team. I had to develop a learning plan and set goals that I would try to accomplish during this three-month period.
I'm interested, Lindsay. Why infection control?
I picked infection control to increase the awareness and to build on education that might not have been there, help my colleagues along with myself move forward with infection control practices.
So what has evolved from that three-month fellowship?
This fellowship has changed me, Mary, personally and professionally. I had a very positive outcome with the fellowship and the strategies I use with pre-surveying staff, providing education to staff, presentations, along with research, and then I did a post-survey. From the fellowship, I realized a lot about myself, and I did presentations across the organization. I also had an opportunity to do a presentation in Orillia in front of 150 RPNs there. I also applied to NLN, which is Nursing Leadership Network of Ontario, and I did a poster presentation there. I got to share my experience and my journey of what I did and the success story behind my fellowship and how it made me feel personally. And then I got to share professionally what has happened within the emergency department from my experience. I did another abstract that I was just accepted to, and it's an upcoming conference I'm going to in May, a mentorship workshop.
Lindsay, what I'm so impressed with is that you're very young in your career. You've only graduated, my understanding is 7 years from your program. And all these significant accomplishments in your career so far, what do these accomplishments tell me about who you are? What are your strengths?
I'm a leader and I'm not in a formal position. Mm-hmm. And I've showed that through this fellowship. I remain patient-focused and an advocate for patients. I continue professional development and try to use my professional standards in every day that I work and share with other mentees that I mentor. I focus on achieving my goals.
Listening to you, even with you identifying where your strengths are and your accomplishments so far, I just see an amazing future for you in your role as a registered practical nurse. What's the future going to be like for you?
Well, I would like a formal leadership role. And the reason why I would like that is to role model to other registered practical nurses that they can be leaders. And I feel that if I was given that opportunity to be in a leadership role, I can create a practice environment so other healthcare practitioners can practice up to full scope, improving patient experience and in patient outcomes.
What I just find so joyful about this conversation with you, Lindsay, is that you have so much energy and you have so much enthusiasm for the role that you play within the healthcare system. And I think all of us are going to benefit from where you are and where you're going to be in the future. So in closing, I'm wondering, are there any final thoughts you have for other RPNs or even individuals considering becoming an RPN?
I guess I would say never stop learning. I love learning and making it a better workplace or work environment for other nurses and for the patient, most importantly.
I wanted to thank you for taking time today to talk to me about what's important to you in your career. Thank you.